Feature box. Folk art. Folk art is art created by an ordinary person who hasn't had formal training in art. A folk artist uses traditional methods and objects made either by the artist or by the artist's community. These figures of a Native American man and woman were made about 1870. James bought or found old, dilapidated furniture. With it, he made bases, pedestals, and the throne itself. He took gold foil from gum and sandwich wrappers. The foil shimmered and made objects look golden. He collected aluminum foil, light bulbs, and cardboard. He collected anything he could use to build his masterpiece. James wasn't trained as an artist. He knew instinctively, however, what he wanted to achieve. James worked on the throne for 14 years. He was a loner who never got over the loss of his brother. He didn't discuss what he was building with many people. No one realized the scope of his creation until after he had died. A few people knew of the throne's existence. One was the man who rented the garage to James. In 1964, James died of stomach cancer. The garage owner sold the throne. In time, the people he sold it to donated the throne to the Smithsonian. It is on permanent display there today. It is as big as a large room. It measures 10.5 by 27 by 14.5 feet. Its 180 plaques, thrones, and crowns dazzle viewers. Feature box. Museum educator. A museum educator creates programs and workshops to teach visitors about the collections. He or she works with museum guides called docents, prepares materials to accompany exhibits, and creates classroom materials to enhance students' visits to the museum. Caption. Volunteer scientists work with students at the Smithsonian.